for Parshas Yisro, which is the parsha, of course, of Matan Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes down on Har Sinai, and he teaches the Aseres HaDibros, which is the Yisod of Kol HaTorah Kula. We want to focus today on the fifth of the ten, which is Kabbalah Savich Vesimecha. Tana Rabbanan, the Gemara says in Kiddushin Daf Lamed Amid Beis, Nemar Kabbalah Savich Vesimecha, and Nemar Apostle Gemishlei Kabbalah Es Hashem Mehoncha. So we find the word kabed in two contexts. One is a covet to your parents, the other is covet to Hashem. And we have a kind of a gzera shavu. Hishva kosuv kibud av va'em l'kibud av makom. There's an equation here between the covet that you give to your parents and the covet that you give to HaKadosh Baruch. The Gemara goes on in this Bryson and says, Nemar ish imo v'yoviv tirov, v'nemar es Hashem al kecha tirov. The Torah again is comparing and equating Mora of Aim Lemora Hamokom. So it's both on the positive side, which is called Kibud, and on the negative side called Mora. In both cases, we have this analogy between parents and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's all based on the Gemara that says, Tana Rabbanan Shlosha Shutfim Hem Adam. There are three partners that are responsible for the creation of man: HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'Aviv, V'Ima. Rashi goes on to say that the parents create the goof, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu blows in the neshama. And then the Gemara says, "Bizman sha'odu mechaved es aviv ves'imo." Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, "Mali ani aleichem ki'ilu darti b'neichem v'kibaduni." And you are mechaved me. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us that if we respect our parents, it's as if God says you respected me. And we'll see exactly where that takes us. There's a Gemara in Sota, Darash Rabbi Akiva on Daf Yud Zayin. Ish v'isha. When a man marries a woman, Zachu, if they merited, Shechina b'neihem. Rashi says Shechina b'neihem because the name of God, which is Yud Kei in this case, is divided up into two, for man and woman. Ish has the extra Yud, and Ish has the extra hay. If you take the Yud and the hay and you put them together, then you get Yud K, which is the name of Hashem, and Shechina Shorei Beinehem. Therefore, Bizman Shadu Mechabed Es Aviv Es Imo Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bali Adi Aleichem Ki Ilu Darti Beinehem VeKibduni. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to live amongst your parents, and therefore if you're Mechabed your parents, you're really being Mechabed me, because the Shechina is there together with your parents, Ish v'Isha. Now, if you take a look at the number of words in the Pasuk here, the fifth of the Aseres HaDibros, Kabbalah Savicha, you'll come up with the number 15. There are 15 words. Maybe we'll just do a quick, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 15. And 15 is Yud Kei. And Yud Kei is the Yud from Isha and the Hey, I'm sorry, the Yud from Ish and the Hey from Isha, and that's the Shechina Beinehem. And now it's as if we Mechaber HaKadosh Baruch. Now, this could shed a light on another Gemara in Kiddushin. The first Gemara that we saw was on Daf Lamed. Now we're fast forwarding to Daf Lamed Omid Aleph. The Gemara is going to tell us about a cynical comment of the detractors, those who want to detract from the Torah. And they base themselves, their argument, on the opening of the ten Dibros, which is Anochi Hashem Elkecha Shetzaseicha Meretz Mitzrayim Beis Avodim. Darash Ula presented the following drasha. My Dixiv, what does it mean? Yoducha Hashem Kol Malchei Eretz Kishavu Imrei Picha. So the concept of Yoducha means that they finally have to confess or admit defeat. These cynics amongst the nations have to confess that they were wrong. Why? Because Anochi is written in Lashon Yachid. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu declared Anochi, the members, the representatives of these nations came forward and they said, you know what? God created the world l'chvod atzmo. All he's interested in is his own private glory. He wants to self-aggrandizement. You know, just blow up his glory. And that's what they said, the cynics, when they heard Anochi Hashem Elokecha. But then it says Yoducha. They'll have to pull out. They'll have to admit and confess, admit defeat. Why? Kishamu imrei ficha. Because they heard not only the first, but another one of the imrei picha. What's the other one they heard? That's the fifth dibra. Kevin shomer kodesh baruch hu kaved es avich vesimecha. Chazru vahodu lamamar sarishonos. Now they admitted that Hashem is not only interested in his own kavod. It's not just he's the epicenter of glory, but he's interested in the covenant of father and mother. So they begin to understand that this is not all about God. It's also about man. Rav has a different source for the same drush, or the same conclusion, Mehocha. It says, until in Rosh Tvarcha Emes, Rosh Tvarcha Velo Sof Tvarecha. What does it mean, Rosh Tvarcha is Emes? What's the emphasis on Rosh Tvarcha is true? But the answer is that those detractors who tried to question the first of the Aseres HaDibros, that's called Rosh Tvarcha, finally, at the end, after Kabbalah Savicha, they'll have to admit that that's true, to the truth of Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Chazru, Rashi says, Hobahodu lemavaras harishonos. Kol shekein shechayev ono v'chvodo, she'af hu shuta b'briyoso. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying that I want you to give honor to your parents who created you, then how much more so to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? He's the main partner in the creation of man. He gives you the neshama. And therefore, Chazru Vahodu, now they admitted that the first of the Aseres HaDibros is something that's very, very meaningful, very, very well justified, because it's founded, it's anchored in the covenant that we have to give to our parents. And of course, life and death are in the hands of Almighty God, so He has an even a greater role as the creator of man. And if we have to give kavod to parents, then for sure we have to give kavod to our creator, who's responsible for our continued existence. Now, before God gave us the command of kavod es avicha, couldn't the Umos HaOlam understand, it seems so simple, that we as human beings, mortal man, flesh and blood, are totally dependent upon God. We're in God's hands. Just like an Eved, for example, would have to give honor and glory to his master, we have to give honor and glory to HaKadosh Baruch because he created us. Yet, they still suspect, they cast the suspicion on HaKadosh Baruch that he's only being Dorish L'Kvod Atzmo. And why is that so? L'chora, he's Eloka, he's God, he's the divine being. Yachid, there's no one like him, there's no other God. And furthermore, why did they drop their argument when the mitzvah of Kabbalah Savich Vasimech was given? If you have a melech, let's say a great king, and he has the capacity to command all of his nation, so he could command you to give glory to one of his officers. And therefore it makes sense that there should be a mitzvah of kvod av v'eim, but that doesn't undermine the fact that Hashem is interested in his own kavod. He's just telling you, I want you to be mechavad your parents as well. It's like one of the sarim, one of the officers in the king's palace. He says it's possible to say that when the Umos HaOlam of the nations of the world heard about kavod es avicha, they were misspoiled, they were amazed. Why? Because Hishva HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kvodo L'Kvodom Shal Av V'Imo. That was what amazed them, and therefore they backtracked. They realized that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was upgrading the status of Kavod for parents to that of Kavod for Hashem, like we said and we discussed at great length earlier. And that really amazed them, that Hashem should be, you know, as concerned with the stringency of Kibbut Avayim, upgrading it to the status of his kavod, that's an amazing thing. He says, but I'm not satisfied. Why? Because when the Chachamim want to establish that there is an equation between the kavod of Hashem and the kavod of parents, They had to darshan from Psukim, right? The Gemara that we saw early in Kiddushin, even the drush of from the Pasuk in Mishlei, that has the word kabed in it, regard to parents, regard to Hashem, or other Psukim. The Umas Ha'olah, they only heard the Aseres HaDibros. They didn't hear these other verses that taught us and established that Hishva Kosuv Kvod Avvima L'Kvodo. So when they heard the first of the Aseres HaDibros, Anokhi Hashem Elokecha, they thought, well, God is being Dorish Kvod Atzmi. In the fifth Dibur, which is the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em, and God commands us to respect our parents. I mean, that's not something that's amazing. I mean, it doesn't say that God upgrades the status of quote parents to the status of quote amakom. So it's very unlikely that the Umas Olam would have been aware of this equation. So now let's take a look for a moment at the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Lamed Gimel. The Minchas Chinuch vacillates back and forth. How do we classify Kibud Av V'Em? Is it a mitzvah beinon l'makom, or is it a mitzvah beinon l'chavero? The nafkamina would be, with regard to the famous mission at the end of Masechta Yoma, can we achieve a kapar of Yom HaKippurim simply by reciting vidui? Would that apply to Kibud Av V'Em? Because the Mishnah says that in mitzvahs beinon l'chavero, you're not guaranteed any sort of kapara for Yom HaKippurim unless you're meratz es chavero. You have to gain a mechila from your chaver. What about Kibud Av V'Em? Is it a mitzvah beinon l'makom, and then Yom HaKippurim is mechaper as long as we do tshuva, like any other avera? Or should we classify it as a mitzvah beinon l'chavero, and therefore Yom HaKippurim is powerless to grant kapara until achi ratzes ovev es imo? He writes, mitzvah sasehi zu, kechol mitzvah sheba Torah linyan tshuva, de tshuva mechaperes, umikol makom ani mesupak, lefi hamavur baramba, in the second paragraph of tshuva, b'shas diyuma. The averes beinon l'chaver lo mahani tshuva, velo yom hakipur achi ratzes chavero. This is where I'm confused, says the Minchas Chinuch. But mitzvah zu shel kibud dehu nosaf the gzeres hakosuv he de nosaf al kibud kol adam. A person has to respect any human being, but on top, with a more intense halacha and requirement, he has to be mechabed his parents. You don't have a positive command of being mechabed another person, but rather you're not allowed to be mitzayir him and cause him anguish. But here, in the case of parents, there's a positive mitzvah to be mechabed them. Now what happens? In lo kibdo, if we assume and classify it as a mitzvah ben adam l'makom, and it's not ben adam l'chavero, then he doesn't have to ask for mechila. And Yom HaKippurim could be mechaper if he does tshuva. What shall we say? No. This is a mitzvah of ben adam lechaverot, between him and his parents. And therefore, tshuva will not be meaningful, it will not be sufficient, shall we say, unless he gets mechila from his parents. And the Minchas Chinuch blibes, he remains with the Safi. He doesn't come to any definite conclusion, but there is a riot from the Ramban that Kibud Av V'Em is a mitzvah bein adam l'makom. Why? Because the Ramban splits between the first five dibros on the right side and the other five on the left. The first five are bein adam l'makom. And if we add to boot that Hishva HaKadosh Baruch Hu kvodom l'kvodo, it would certainly seem to indicate that it's a mitzvah bein adam l'makom. But on the other hand, the nature of the mitzvah is such that it appears to be a mitzvah bein adam l'chavero. So perhaps we could suggest that there are two dimensions to the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em. It has two elements to it. On the one hand, it's bein adam l'makom, and here tshuva and Yom HaKippurim could be mechaper. But on the other hand, it's also at the same time bein adam l'chavero. So that element, that dimension of bein adam l'chavero requires achi ratzes chavero. Now, in the case of Averis Beinonu L'Makom, obviously you need Vidui, because if you, in a sense, were Pogea in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you have to ask for Mechila and Slicha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You were Pogea in the covenant of Hashem. And you can only achieve Kapara if you achieve a Slicha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But in Averis Beinonu L'Chavero, the root of the Avera is that you caused your friend anguish. And therefore, just because you asked Hashem for mechila, why is that going to be mechaper you for the tzar, for the anguish that you caused your friend? So you have to therefore ask mechila from your friend. Now, in the case of kibud av va'em, if it's true that hishva kosuv kvodo lekvodam lekvod hamakom, and therefore the mitzvah of kibud av va'em is to be classified as beinodam lemakom. However, once HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands you to be mechavid them, if you're not mechavid in the way you should be, then l'chor it's not enough to ask mechila from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because if you don't get a mechila from your parents, and you weren't careful, you were a little bit careless in their kavod, laid back in their kavod, is then you didn't achieve mechila on the anguish, so to speak, that you caused your parents.
But this is a lot of ase, it's a mitzvah ase. So it's a big mitzvah ase. So do you have to do mitzvah ase?
Well, I assume so. In other words, if the Torah says you have to give kavod to your parents and you didn't do so, then your parents are insulted. You know, they expected a better yachas and you didn't give them that yachas. And he quotes the Gemara Kedusha that says, Ha'av shemachal kvodu kvodu machu. You know, from the fact that mechila, the Gemara establishes, is meaningful, is effective and valid with regard to your parents, means that you need mechila. Otherwise, if you don't need mechila from your parents, why would the Gemara even enter into that issue of whether or not the mechila of your parents is effective? So therefore, the next section, he says that there's a synthesis here of Bein Adam L'Chaver and Bein Adam L'Makom in the case of Kibud Av. It's really an overlap. Now, if it's an overlap, then it begins to make sense that it's the fifth of the Dibros, because at that point we're making the transition from Bein Adam L'Makom to Bein Adam L'Chavero. So the last of the Bein Adam L'Makoms is Kibud Av Va'em as sort of like a Sedgwick. So Kibud Av Va'em is definitely included in the first five because it's Bein Adam L'Makom. And therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if you give kavod to your parents, then it's as if you gave kavod to me. Hishvat Kosov Kvodam L'Kvod HaMakom. But at the same time, since we've established that you need mechila from your parents, it means that there's an element here of Bein Adam L'Chavero, then, you know, juxtaposing the Kibud Av Va'em mitzvah as the fifth means I'm putting it in a place where we're about to enter in. If I put it as number six, then you would assume that Kibud Av Va'em is purely Bein Adam L'Chavero. I wanted to teach you that it's like being mechavid Hashem, and there's an element of Bein Adam L'Makom, so I put it as number five. And now he quotes the Kli Yakar. The Kli Yakar, which you'll see on the bottom of the right column on page 2, says the following. He wants to prove, based on that Ramban, that Kibud Av Va'em is certainly Bein Adam L'Makom, because it appears on the right column, right? It's the last of the right, which is the composition and the collection of five dibros, which are Bein Adam L'Makom. So the two, let's say for example, we calculate the first four. We have Anochi Hashem Elokecha, that's certainly Bein Adam L'Makom. We have Lo Yilech Elohim Achirim. We have Lo Tisa Hashem Hashem Elokecha Lashov. All of those are clearly Bein Adam L'Makom. And then we have Zochus Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho, which is also Bein Adam L'Makom. Then we get to number five, which is Kavanos Avicha. That also is Bein Adam L'Makom, because all the five on the right side says Ramban of Bein Adam L'Makom. Now let's take a look at the other side of the Aser Sadivah, so the Luchos Sadivah. We start with Lo Tirzach, we go to Lo Tignov, Lo Tinov, Lo Tanarach, Yishok, Lo Tachman Bais, Beis Re'echa. What's common to all of these five is they're all Bein Adam L'Chavero. Vanira, the Michtav Haluchos, Shahoyu HaChavesh Rishonis Beluach Echad Mehem, Kvod Abore, V'Chamesh Hashnis B'Luach Ha'Echanem, on the other side, is Keneged Chamesh Ben Adam L'Chavera. Now the Kli Yoker adds another amazing point. He says, why is it, if you read the first five very carefully, the name of God is mentioned? It always says two names of God. It says Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei, and Elokecha, from the Lashon of Elokim. When you get to the five last Dibros, there's no mention of God's name at all. And the reason why God's name is omitted is to emphasize and teach us that the last five are Mitzvos Ben Adam L'Makom. And therefore, we don't, the Dibros, I'm sorry, what did I just say? That the first five are Ben Adam L'Makom, therefore Hashem's name is mentioned over and over again. But in the last five, Hashem's name is omitted because it's Ben Adam L'Chavera. Oh, now wait a minute. What about Mitzvos Kibud Av V'Em? So let's take a look at the pasuk. It says, "L'man yarichu yamecha l'adom asher Hashem Elokecha naseim lo." So once again, the name of God, Hashem, and the name of God Elokim is mentioned in Kibud Av V'Em. That would be further proof that Kibud Av V'Em is Ben Adam L'Makom, because all of what's covered in all the Ben Adam L'Makom is that God's name is mentioned as Yud Kei Vav Kei Elokim, whereas the name of God is completely omitted in the last part, which is Ben Adam L'Chavera. And the truth is that although this was the creative thought of the Kli Yoker, it already was generations before it in the Tur, because the Tur says in the bottom of the middle column, Li'achar shehishlim ha'shadu chayov v'midibri ha'bori v'yatzma v'chvodo v'chazal v'tzavos v'sam v'nyoni ha'nivronim. So clearly the Tur is classifying Kibud Av V'Em as Ben Adam L'Makom. And he says the Av is a shutof in man's creation together with Hashem. So it makes sense that the mitzvah of Kibud Av would be connected to Ben Adam L'Makom, right? Because we're talking about three partners in the creation of man: God, Father, and Mother. And that's what the word means in Kedusha, Hukash, Kodom, Lekvod HaMakom. So it makes sense, this on the top left, that God mentions His name twice in Kibud Av V'Em, putting it in the first section of the Dibros HaRishonos, all of which have God's name mentioned twice, whereas the Dibros HaAchronos, the five, Ben Adam L'Chavera, in the name of God is not even mentioned. But in Kibud Av V'Em, Hashem's name will be mentioned twice because of Kash, Kvodom L'Kvod HaMakom. The Maharal Prad also says something similar. Maybe based the stand, I don't know, whatever you want. And he says, are we all in the same place here? The Maharal Prad says that the five Dibros HaRishonos, they all talk about the cause of causes, the Ilah, Sheva Ilos, which means God, and therefore they're on one separate luach. And he now says that even the Dibro Kabbis of Vicha, which the Torah is talking about how we treat man, how we treat our father, he says that's the Av, the Ein, the Atzmo, who Shaykh Ala Ilah is part. That's also connected to Ilah, meaning the cause, because of the Shlosh Hashud from God. So our parents cause us to come into existence. Therefore, he presents in the bottom left the thesis that Kibud Av V'Em is the perfect bridge connecting the two luchos. Because on the one hand, Kibud Av V'Em, as we've proven, is Ben Adam L'Makom, but at the same time, it's Ben Adam L'Chavera. So it's the overlap that combines both elements, and therefore it is the bridge that connects the first set of Aseres HaDibros with the last set of Aseres HaDibros. And that's called the Memutza. The Mamutza means the bridge that connects the two. Amakasher, Ben Shteach Tzavos. So we have two extremes. We have the first Arba Dibros, which are pure, 100% Ben Adam L'Makom. And then we have the last five, which are Ben Adam L'Chavero. And now we have something in the middle, which is really an overlap of the two. It's the Mamutza. And he writes, Bein b'Torah shebetzav, Bein b'Torah shebal peh, ha-mutzahu ha-kriva k'siv shebetorah. But Bein Shabbos l'chol ha-mutzahu tosef ha-shabbos, and Bein Yisrael l'umas ha-ol ha-mutzah y'nishmas ha-gerim. He says in every categorization, we always have a mamutza. You know, something in the middle that sort of bridges between the two. He gives three examples. He says the bridge between man and the animal kingdom is the monkey. I guess he means the monkey has a certain superior intelligence. Today maybe we talk about the dolphin, I don't know. Then we have the bridge between Torah Shebaksav and Torah Shebaal Peh. The mamutza is kri as opposed to ksiv. And then the mamutza between Shabbos and Chol, of course, is going to be Tosefa Shabbos. I'm not sure why he doesn't mention Shabbos and Yom Tov. Just 1 second. Shabbos L'Chol. Okay, fine. And then he has the mamutza between Klal Yisrael and Yumas Olam, and that's the neshama of a ger. So now we can say that Kibud Av V'Em is your archetypal category mitzvah, which is a mamutza. Because on the one hand, it's Hishra Kosuv Kvodom L'Kvodo, that makes it a mitzvah made on L'Makom, but at the same time, we are commanded to respect our parents as a mitzvah of Bein Adam L'Chaveru. And therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu deliberately placed Kibud Av V'Em as number 5, the last on the Luach HaRishon, and that's going to reflect the dimension of Bein Adam L'Makom. But at the same time, it's the last of the dibros of Bein Adam L'Makom, which actually connects and centuries into Bein Adam L'Chaveru. Let's take a look at the Akedas Yitzchak, one of the great commentaries on the Chumash. His name is Arma, something to that effect, I'm not pronouncing it right. And he writes the Kfar Hoya Hadibra Chamishi Meshutaf L'Rishonim, that there is a great commonality between the 5th and the first 4. Asher l'chelek ha-sichli ha-ksumer b'luach rishon ul'chavish ha-shriyem ha-boyim b'luach ha-shenis k'mo she'os b'chol chibur she'medabim mischalfim be'echus she'tzorach inyon emtza'im murkav mishneim l'chavim. He says that it's a common practice that after we establish one kind of quality, then we want to go into another quality. In the middle, we find something that is murkav. It has both qualities. I guess in a flowchart, you'd have something on the right, on the top of the page, something on the left, and then you'd have two lines going down until you found something in the middle that connects both. It could be subsumed because it has elements of both. And therefore, when we set up the 5 first divros and the 5 second divros, we have the emtza'i, which is the 5th divro that really reflects both Bein Adam L'Makom and Bein Adam L'Chaveru. So let's take a look at the statement of Bishosha Omer Kadosh Baruch Hu Anochi Eloyia Amru Umas Ha'olam L'Chvod Atzmo Hu Dorish V'Kevet Sha'omer Kavinis Amicha Simecha Chazru Mahodu L'Mamoros Harishonos. So the Umos see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is commanding Kibud Av V'Em in the 5th of the 10 Dibros. That's a classical mitzvah Bein Adam L'Makom. That in the Dibra Hamishi B'mitzvah Bein Adam L'Makom Gilu Bazeh Kibud Av V'Em Godel Midas Anvenuso, God's humility Shalorak Tzimam L'Chabdom Ela zosviot shehishva kvodom l'kvodo u'mizeh buchak shegam masha omar anochi Hashem Elokecha lo l'kvod atzmo hu doresh el l'kvod Yisrael lios lachem elokim. So we begin to appreciate how there's a counter against the argument, the cynical argument of the detractors amongst the nations of the world. The detractors said, well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is commanding Kibud Av V'Em as a mitzvah Bein Adam L'Makom. It's another element in the equation of giving kavod to Hashem. But now we flip it around the other way. We say, look at the humility of God, that God equated His own personal kavod with the kavod to human beings, to the father and the mother. Hishra Kosum Kvodo L'Kvodo. Right, and where's the Hishra Kosum Kvodo L'Kvodo? The fact that he classified Kibbut Avayim under the first five, meaning that what's coming in the first five is that they're all in Kavod HaMakom. And now, in a very humble way, he's pulling out and he's saying, you know what? Be machabi these two human beings. And that's Kvodom, Hishra Kosum Kvodom L'Kvodo. And the Mela, if God is such a humble being that he equates his Kavod to that of parents, then it must be that Anokhi Hashem Elokecha is not being Dorish Kvod HaAtzmo. But that's also L'Kvod Yisrael. Why? Because it says Anokhi Hashem Elokecha, and then it says Lios Lachem L'Elokim. Am I right? Let's see if he does he quote the post here. Where did I put page one here? Let me just get this page one.
Yeah,
I have it here. Right? Anokhi. Where is it? I don't know. That's a different pasuk. Okay, I'm confusing two pasukim.
Yeah,
but elsewhere in the parasha Kriya Shema, I think it says Lios Lachem Elokim. All right, fine. Now let's go back to the statement of Rava. Rava says in Kiddushin, he says Rosh Tvarcha Emes, and he says Sof Tvarcha Nikav Shrosh Tvarcha Emes. So the Marsha asked the question, how could Rava describe the mitzvah of Kibbut Avayim as Sof Dvarcha? It's only number five. And he answers, it's the Sof Dvarcha of the Luach HaRishon, which is Bein Adam L'Makom. The Kara Mitzvahs Kriyas Kibbut Av Va'em Sof Dvarecha Klapi Masha Omru Shemeluchos Shtayim hayu bechol echad hey dibros v'havi lekibud avayim sof hey dibros miluach harishon, and therefore it's called sof dvarecha. And from the sof dvarecha we see the humility of God, that he equated the covenant from parents to his own covenant, and therefore rosh dvarecha emes. Now we know that rosh dvarecha emes, that the Anokhi Hashem is out of a sense of humility. And why is Rava emphasizing that Kibbut Avayim is called Sof Dvarecha? It's the last of the five Dibros. And the answer is because Rava wants to strengthen the concept, which was previously presented by Ula, that when the Umas Olam saw that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put the Kibbut Avayim as the last of the five, that's when he really revealed the secret of Hishva Kosum Kvodom L'Kvodo. And therefore he personifies his humility. So therefore, Rava wants to emphasize the Sof Dvarecha, Mitok Sof Dvarecha, Nikar Sherosh Dvarecha Emes, from the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu included the mitzvah Kibbut Avayim at the end of Dvarecha, which means it's the last Dibur of the first Luach. And the Luach is dedicated to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then he adds mitzvah of Kibbut Avayim. Now we're talking the first Luach of Mitzvahs Bein Adam L'Makom. It must be that because of his Anava, God's great humility, he equated the covet of parents to his own covet. And that's going to be the Rosh Dvarecha, meaning the Anokhi Hashem Elokech is Emes, because he's not being Dorish Kod Atzmo. And I'll prove it to you, because he equated the covet of one's parents to the covet vis-a-vis Hashem. What is really the yisod, the foundation of Kibbut Avayim? And the answer is that there's a very profound connection between the first of the Aseres HaDibros, Anokhi Hashem Elokecha, and the fifth of the Aseres HaDibros, Kibbut Avayim. And that is, in both cases, the mitzvah or the dibur is coming from the same source, the same root. And that is Hakaras HaTov. And this is codified by the Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Lamed Gimel. And he writes that Mitzvah Kibbut Avayim, to respect one's parents, the shorish of that mitzvah is Roy Lo Li'odav Sheyakir V'Yigmol Chesed L'Misha Asa Imo Tova. In other words, an ingrate would say, I'm not interested in paying you back for what you did. I don't recognize, I don't feel a sense of gratitude. But the Torah, the ethical principle of the Torah, is that a person has to recognize and appreciate the good that was given to him, and he can't be an ingrate. Being an ingrate is a midah ra u'ma'usa v'tachlis, says the Chinuch. It's like the worst of the worst, somebody who's an ingrate. Therefore, the Torah is saying, make sure you understand, yitein alibo, that ava em heim sibas heyosa ba'olam. If not for his parents, he wouldn't exist in this world. Therefore, in truth, he should really be required to give them all the cover that you can imagine. Heim hevi'u li'olam, they brought him into this world, and therefore the kavod is an expression of gratitude towards the fact that they're responsible for his very existence. The chinuch now adds another element. He says, if he's makir tov to his parents, then he's going to acquire that characteristic trait of gratitude. And then he's ready to be makayim the mitzvah of avas Hashem and express his gratitude towards God. Kishayikva zos hamidah benafsho, he says, Yala bimena lahakir tova shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's the sivas hasivos, he's the ultimate cause of all causes. And that's true for all your parents. If you go back in ancestry while until you get to Adam HaRishon. And therefore, kishahotzi hotzio liaver olam v'sipek srach of kol hayomim v'hemidu hemido al maskenosov mankot maskuto ushlemus eivor v'nosan bo nefesh yodas maskeles she'ilule hanefesh shechanonu akel yia kisus kiperid eim hovin. The Yaroch b'machshavto kama v'kama roilo lizor b'avodoso baruch hu. And basically, the Minchas Chinuch is teaching us that we should make a connection between Hakaras HaTov towards one's parents and Hakaras HaTov vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who created man. And it seems quite clear that the source for the Chinuch is that statement in the Gemara that we saw earlier, B'shosh Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Anokhi V'Oyia is Amru Umas Ol L'Chavei Atzmohu Doresh. But Kevon Sh'Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Savich V'Asimecha Chazru V'Hodu L'Mamoros HaRishonos.
It's a big avot. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the whole world with the shape of a dome. Why?
Right, that's what we're going to come to later on, that everything that we do is an expression of our recognition of God's greatness, and that's going to give us the midah of Hakar Sato, that we shouldn't just think, you know, oh, everything is coming to me and it happened, but if at every point and every mitzvah that we do, we are aware of the fact that the mitzvah is also the yotzer, and Mechadish Betu Mechayim Tovid, and we express our gratitude and our fulfillment of his will, that's what really underlies the entire ethical system of the Torah.
Right.
Chinuch is connecting the first of the Aser Sedibros, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, with the fifth, with Kabinet Savicha. And it would seem that the source is our Gemara that we've been studying, that at the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu declared Anochi V'lo Yelcha, they almost said, oh, L'chvod Atzmo U'dorish, but Kevin Sha'omar Kabinis Avich V'asimecha Chazur V'hodu L'mamor Sarishonos. Rashi says, Kol Shkein Shechayev Adam V'chvodo Shaf Hu Shutav Bibriyoso Ki Oviv V'imo V'chayev U'moso Mesur V'yodo. Meaning that if you have to give kavod to two of the shutfim that bring the guf, then certainly the main shutf, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that life and death is totally for him, that's certainly a kavod. But we see clearly from the Gemara that there's an underlying connection here between the first of the Aser Sedibros and the fifth, between Anochi and Kabed, and the answer is, says the Chinuch, the connecting link, the underlying common denominator is Hakar Satov. If you have to have Hakar Satov to your parents, they brought you into this world, how much more so you need Hakar Satov to recognize that God is the Yotzer Ha'adam. So the Minchas Chinuch therefore derived the conclusion that there's a connection between these two Dibros, that the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em is coming to teach us the mitzvah of Anochi Hashem Elokecha L'Hakir Tov L'Kodesh Baruch Hu She'yotzro Sipek Lo Kol Tzrochov, a constant awareness and appreciation of God. Now if that becomes the underlying connection here, then in the first Dibra of Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Kodesh Baruch Hu is telling us and teaching us that the Shoresh, the root of all the mitzvahs, is Hakar Satov, that Klal Yisrael have to be Makir Tov to Kodesh Baruch Hu. He took us out of Mitzrayim. Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hotzisicha Meretz Mitzrayim. Kedai, he says, Rashi, Ha'otza Shetia Meshubadim Li. And here HaKadosh Baruch Hu is teaching us a Yesod Gadol, that the Shoresh, the roots of our obligation, which is incumbent upon every member of Klal Yisrael, is to be Mekayim the Torah and the Mitzvahs, is the fact that there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu Satov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, and therefore we owe him everything, basically. That's what we're saying. Now if you take a look on the last of these pages, you'll see that just like in the midst of Kibud Av V'Em, the underlying theme is Hakar Satov to parents, so too in the mitzvah of Anochi Hashem Lekecha, the underlying theme is Asher Otzisicha Meretz Mitzrayim, is Hakar Satov. And this is the yisod of all the mitzvahs of Hakar Satov. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu declares in Yeshayo HaNovi Perek Mem Gimel, Am Zu Yatzarti Liti Lasi Yisaperu, Rashi comments, Am Zu Yatzarti Li Lamanti Lasi Yisaperu, it means that the ultimate purpose of the creation is that Klal Yisrael will be Mesaper Tehilas Hashem. And that means that we're going to express our gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything, all the Tov, all the Chesed, all the Rachman that He bestowed upon us. Now we have to answer a different question. What does it mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks us to be Mekayim the Mitzvahs as Hakar Satov, that He took us out of Mitzrayim? What Hashem needs that? Or, for example, when He reveals Am Zu Yatzarti Li Ti Lasi Saperu, It's not even a havavina that we should think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Melech Ram Venisa, the infinite God, needs our tehillah of Basa Badam, of Karetz Chomer, of mortal man. And furthermore, when the Mishnah says in Avos Kol Masha Bara HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bolomo Lo Bro El Lechvodo Shenemar, and quoting the same pasuk in Yeshaya, we have to understand, what does it mean? Let's try to use our rational faculties to understand, how is it possible that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could say the following, that He didn't create the world except Lichvodo? And the answer is that all the 613 mitzvahs have one goal. The Gemara at the end of Makkos, Shesh Meos Ushloshes Mitzvahs Nemru Lo Lemoshe Bochal Chavakuk V'midom Al Acha Shenemru V'tzadik Be'monosu Yichye. As the Maral Miprab points out in his Chidush HaGodos at the end of Makkos, also in his book Tiferes Yisrael, Perek Nunhei, Ki al yidei ha'amuna yesh l'adam dveikus bo yisparach, ki ein etza, ein etzem ha'amuna rak ha'dveikus bo yisparach, shehu ma'amin bo, u'mistabik bo, be'emunoso. Now, to understand what the Maral is saying, let's mention that the Zohar in Parshas Vayishlach says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Ramach Mitzvos Aseh, which correspond to Ramach Evarav Shal Adam, Shasa Mitzvos Los Aseh, which correspond to the Shasa Gidim Shal Adam. So we see that the purpose, the tachlis, the ultimate goal of Kiyum Targi Mitzvos is to be Dovek, to Lidabek Ramach Evarenu Ushasa Gidenu Beha Kodesh Baruch Hu Noseina Torah. And this is what it means when Chavaku Kaminam al Achas, on the mitzvah of Tzadik Be'monoso Yichye, since the tachlis of the kiyum of all mitzvahs is that we would be connected to Hashem, so the yisod of all mitzvahs is the Amun of Hashem, we believe and we have faith in God that every all of our needs, all of our very Ilan Vital, our life force, is from God. And that emuna brings a person to Dveikus and Hashem. Bechol Esu, Bechol Shah. So Tzadik Bemenosa Yichya means that through emuna, the tzaddik is zoch to be dovuk in Hashem, which is, of course, to be dovuk in the root of all life, of all existence. V'atem ha-dveikim Hashem al-cheichem chayim kulchem ayom. And dveikus in Hashem is the pipeline, so to speak, to bring chiyus into the person, into anyone who's dovuk in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The emunah in Hashem brings a person to dveikus, and tzaddik b'menasa yichya, and through dveikus he achieves chayim. The root of all dveikus is that we know to what extent we depend upon Hashem. That's the root of dveikus and Hashem. We realize that Hashem is the source of all of our life, that we need everything, we need for everything, not only our bodies and our souls, but we need even for any success in our lives to be connected to Hashem. Hashem is the chote chayim l'chol chai. He's got the keys, He's got the control. And therefore, at the moment that it appears to a person that he is personally responsible for his success, then he's not Dovik Bo. He's already cutting himself off and disconnecting himself from the Tzinor HaChaim, from the roots of existence. In other words, what we need is Dveikus. And Dveikus comes from a recognition that we are totally depend upon God. The Toras Moshe, the Chassam Sofer, Parshas Ekev, explaining the Nusach of the Bracha after drinking water, Baruch Atah Hashem Kedem, Borei Nefashos Rabos, V'chesronon HaKol Masher Baros, Alaf Yosmem Nefesh Kol Chayk Bruch Elamim. We are motivated for two different things. First of all, there's a Hodah on the fact that He created us, our very creation, that fact, Borei Nefashos Rabos. But beyond that, V'chesronon, we have to thank Hashem for the fact that He created us incomplete, imperfect, so that we'll need to come to the front of Hashem and with supplication to ask Hashem to help us with these deficiencies, to be mashlim these chesronos. And therefore, we recognize the goodness of Hashem. We will thank Hashem because He's mashlim us our chesronos. He created chesronos, deficiencies, imperfection. And al kol ma shebarasa lachios bem nefesh kol chai, what does it mean that lachios bem nefesh kol chai created the chisronos lachios bem nefesh kol chai? And then we say Baruch Elamim. Is the answer is that we'll be able to connect to HaKadosh Baruch with the dveikus, both in this world and in the next world, as a result of the fact that we recognize that we are incomplete, imperfect, and we are totally dependent upon Hashem for everything. Says the Chassam Sofer, V'nira li lefarish birchas bori nefashos rabos, d'nehi d'tova gedola osa kodesh bochem briyosov, lahashkos tzove, lirvos tzimo, tzimono, haino mipnei sheboro chaser v'nitzma l'mayim. Ilu boro b'shlemus lo yetzove v'lo yetzorch l'mayim, nimtza brocha zu mativa, ha'emesi, and Yoser al kol ma shebarasa lahachius bem nefesh kol chai ki al kein zehu baruch chelomim zochel shnei olamos. Why is it that the kiyum of the mitzvahs is hakaras hatov to Kadosh Baruch Hu, that He took us out of Mitzrayim? And what does it mean, amzu yatzarti li tilosi yisaperu? It's clear, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need our mitzvahs. He doesn't need our tehillos. He doesn't need our songs, our praises at all. We are physical, we are material, here today and gone tomorrow. We are finite beings. But nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates Klal Yisrael in a way that they could fulfill His mitzvos, that they could sing the praises of Hashem. That's litovasam, that's for the benefit of Klal Yisrael. Because through, as an end, through the means of Mahalal Es Hashem, if we praise Hashem and express our gratitude to Hashem, kol chesed shu gomel yitonu dvar yom biyomo is anu miskashrim umisdavkim bo bebchinas v'atem edvekim Hashem alcheichem chayim kulchem hayom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need our mitzvahs, but He created us in a way that we will fulfill His mitzvahs, that we will sing His praises, and in that way we'll appreciate all the chesed that Hashem bestowed upon us every single day. We connect therefore to Hashem with a dveikus of Atem Advekim Hashem Elokeichem Chayim Kulchem Hayom. And b'shosh shomer kodesh boch anochi v'lo yia, the umos olam said l'chod atzmo hu dorish, but kevon sha'omar kaved es avicha v'esimecha chozu v'hodu l'mamoros harishona, says Rashi, shekein l'chayev odom b'chvodo af shu shuta b'briyoso ki ovi v'imo v'chayev v'chayev v'moso mesur v'yodo. What it means is that at the beginning, when they heard that HaKadosh Baruch Hu declared anochi Hashem Elokecha, it seemed that kedai hi ha'otzah shetia b'shubadim li, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, and that's the first of the Aseres Nedivos, because He wants to be our God. He wants to lord it over us. It's l'chvod atzmo hu dorish. But when we get to kabbalas avicha v'simecha, this is also a reflection of HaKaras HaTov li'aviv uli'imo shevi'u li'olam v'tiplu bo bi'alduso is nisbar lahem l'mafreyash HaKadosh Baruch Hu enenu doresh HaKaras HaTov l'chvod atzmo shimkein lo'ayu doresh shiyakir tova gam li'aviv v'imo elo muchach mize shekavonas HaKadosh Baruch Hu hi Kol kula litovas hanivroim sheyakiru tovala kodesh baruch hu kidei sheyu dvekim bo tomid asher zosi tachlis kol hamitzvos. When Kibud Avim was given as the fifth of the Aseres Hadibros, and the underlying theme and the machayev, the yisod of Kibud Avim is HaKaras HaTov liyov v'imo, that they brought him into this world, they took care of him, they raised him. Now we can understand l'mafreya retroactively, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not being doresh HaKaras Tov l'chvod atzmo, because if so, He wouldn't demand kavod and HaKaras HaTov to Ovav V'Imo. It must be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kavana was l'tovas hanivroyim, that HaKaras HaTov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the means, is the method, is the instrument, and the way in which we can be doik b'kodesh baruch and reach our tachlis, which is the tachlis of all mitzvahs, of hatem edvekim Hashem elokeichem chayim kulchem hayom. So the mitzvah of kibud av and the underlying theme of HaKaras HaTov is now going to shed a light on anochi Hashem elokecha, that everything that we do and all that we fulfill in the will of God is all for our benefit. It's all for the tachlis of dveikus, because through HaKaras HaTov we achieve dveikus, and dveikus is chayim.